The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Squadcast launched version 4 on Friday. The remote recording service adds integration with Dolby.io and spatial audio, one-click audio mastering, up to 10 people in a session, screen sharing, an updated green room, and plenty more. In the US, iHeartRadio has launched a climate category in its podcast app, the first major podcast app to do so. In February, Podcasters Declare launched a campaign to get Apple Podcasts to open a climate category. In spite of excitedly sharing their green credentials for Earth Day and having an environmental section of their website, Apple has yet to do so. In Australia, ARN's iHeart Podcast Network and the New York Times have agreed a podcast ad sales deal. ARN's iHeart Podcast Network is the country's biggest commercial podcast publisher. Podcast Ad Reps, PAR, has a new look and a new logo. They worked with Brand Smith in Dallas in Texas. It's nice. NPR has added paid subscriptions to some of its biggest shows like Fresh Air, How I Built This, It's Been a Minute, Planet Money, Shortwave, and Code Switch. The subscriptions are done show by show. The paid-for versions are sponsor-free. Other newly launched channels include the French-language podcaster Bababam Plus, describing itself as the best of Bababam, with exclusives and without advertising. Hello Audio is a new podcast host focusing on private feeds but also offering public ones. Version 1.0 has just gone on public release. And assuming you can get into Apple Podcasts Connect, approval of new shows into Apple Podcasts now takes less than an hour, we're told by some publishers. A thank you to Podcast Network Solutions, who became our newest supporters recently. The company helps you plan, produce and publish your podcast, build your podcast network and get clients too. And we're grateful for them for helping support our independent journalism. Thank you. You can support us at podnews.net/support. It's a Monday, so time for some tech stuff. The Mac version of audio editor Hindenburg Journalist Pro now allows you to encode Opus files all the way down to 12 kilobits a second. We're using that in our RSS feed. If you look at our alternate enclosure, it makes our podcasts less than 400k long. Podcast host podserve.fm now supports the chapters and transcript tags. On Podcasting 2.0, the podcast, Adam Curry believes that a podcast requires an open RSS feed and that other shows that don't should be called a netcast. Ah, netcast. Now that sounds familiar.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Wow, that's a blast from the past. Adam Curry also says that there will never be an Apple Podcasts for Android. Listen.
You just have to understand something about Apple. There's never going to be an Apple Podcast for Android.
We bet him 100,000 sats that there will be by the end of the year. You game for that, Adam? And the podcast index at the time of writing lists 3,999,001 podcasts. 422,000 have been updated in the last 30 days. And in podcast news, the Etiquette and Manners podcast, Were You Raised by Wolves, has launched merch. But along with mugs, stickers and flip-flops, they're also offering stationery. Rather beautiful stationery, as it happens. The Happy Podcast for Kids launches tomorrow, an ad-free podcast encouraging children to ask questions about the world around us and learn and provide a shared experience with those who have the answers. Smartless is apparently being shopped around for $20 million, as Bloomberg says. They say the market for podcasting rights is growing a lot faster than the actual market for podcasts. And Neutrino Watch is an interesting fiction podcast which changes its episodes a little bit every day. If you stream the show, you'll get the latest version. The website warns you not to use Spotify. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links and more, we're at podnews.net.